is a greasy bean called that because of the way it's seasoned? Because
it seems to take the seasoning better than some of the other beans.
I see. And what's a cornfield bean?
It's a long bean, and it may be a flat bean. I don't know. There's some they call the flat bean.
Would you call those yellow flat beans butter beans or lima beans?
I call them lima beans.
Great. And then the edible tops of turnips are?
Turnip greens.
And the outer on a corn stalk, the very top part, isn't it?
Tassel.
Yeah, and they on an ear of corn, you remove the
chucks.
And then corn served on the cob is?
Corn on the cob.
And
Or some people call them roasting ears.
Okay, and then the things on an ear of corn that you remove are?
Silks.
Yeah, and a kind of a big vegetable that grows in a garden, a big orange thing.
Oh, that pumpkin?
Yeah, and then the kind that's related to that, crookneck and acorn.
Oh, yeah, that's the gourd.
Yeah, or squash.
Oh, squash, yeah, squash.
And then what different kinds of melons are fairly common?
Oh, we have mush melon and I believe there's a dew melon. A dew melon? Honeydew melon,
honeydew.
Yeah. And, of course, the cantaloupe.
The cantaloupe and mush melon, are those different?
No, I think they're just about the same thing. The dew melon, honeydew melon's a little different, but I believe the mush melon and the cantaloupe are the same.
Okay. And then the other, that big green
cantaloupe.
Melon.
Yeah, the watermelon.
You know, when you talk about watermelon, do you know different kinds of these? Do you distinguish those on by name that they're?
No, just by description, like the striped kind and the solid green kind.
But you wouldn't call it to have a name for it, other than
I don't know other than just the way they look.
Okay. And then these things that look like little umbrellas that grow out of the field.
Oh, mushrooms. Toadstools.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. The toadstools are the...
Well, I always think about toadstools as being the ones you don't eat.
Right. And then if a person couldn't keep food down, or he couldn't get it down, you'd say he couldn't...
Swallow.
Yeah. You know? And I'd say, are you able to do this? And you say, see, I'd do it if I could, but I
can't do it.
Okay, and you say, I'm really tired because I what all day? I
worked all day.
Okay. Now, what about the use of done worked?
Of what?
Done worked. I done worked all day.
Oh, I done work.
Yeah.
Well, this is used a lot. We have a lot of people who use the word done instead of did.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah.
I done it instead of I did it.
And if you might... You'd say, that's really a beautiful garden. You might tell a friend, that's really a beautiful, beautiful rose garden over there. You go over there if you have a chance. You.
Well, that's what I'd...
You could say you are.
I don't know what you want me to say.
Well, the word, if someone, you might say he should do it. Or you
oh, I
say
see what you're
ought,
saying. You ought to go.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
And what would be the negative of ought to?
You oughtn't to go.
Okay. And I'd say, will you do this? And you say, no, I
won't.
And if someone, let's say you're changing a tire out of the street and some friend of yours drives right by and you'd say, why? You might say to yourself, why?
That darn
thinker,
he might have stopped and helped me.
Okay. And then I'd say, will you be able to do this? And you'd say, well,
I might be able to.
How about might could?
That's a very common thing. I very seldom say it, but it's common around here.
I might
could do this. This is very common to this area.
Now switching over here to different kinds of birds and animals, the kind of a bird that makes a hooting sound.
Hoot owl.
And then the smaller ones are called?
Let me see. That little old bitty owl.